Hi guys, you're listening to Irrepressible, the podcast. I'm your host, Erica Ashley. I'm an entrepreneur, a content creator, and I have a background in styling where I've worked alongside some of the biggest names in Hollywood, like Ariana Grande and Melissa McCarthy. You're in the right place if you're looking for a realistic approach to life, because we're about to have some eye-opening conversations on how to do so. So let's jump into today's conversation. Hi guys, welcome back to Irrepressible. I am Erica Ashley. For anyone new around here, welcome. I'm so happy to have you. For those of you who are following me on Instagram or subscribed or listened to the last week's episode, you will know that today's episode is the season finale of season two of Irrepressible. I can't believe it's already here. This season went by so fast. I swear this year is going by so fast. But I will be back in the fall, and I will be back with really big news. I'm really, really excited about it. And as like a preview of what's to come, the podcast is undergoing a transformation. A rebrand is happening, and I am so excited about it. It's going to bring a lot of things that I've wanted for the podcast finally into reality, and I think you're going to really, really love it and really be into it. So if you aren't already subscribed, make sure you subscribe. If you're not following me on Instagram, follow me at Erica Ashley at Irrepressible the Podcast. I will have updates between now and then, but like the big, big one is coming in the fall, and I really am so excited to be able to announce that and bring you the things that I've always wanted to bring to the podcast so you guys can have the best content I can possibly provide, and it's happening. And so I'm really, really excited. But what that means, today's episode is the last episode of season two. On a completely unrelated side note, I started this podcast in the thick of COVID when we were all still under stay-at-home orders. And so I've always just recorded from home. And at this point, it's so funny to me because I have to deal with, you know, outside sound because I'm not in a soundproof room. And inevitably, there's always some unexpected noise happening when it's time to record. One of my neighbors collects cars. He'll go out there and like start revving engines. There will be road construction. There's helicopters flying really low. And today, without fail, my other neighbors have decided today's the day to put up a fence. And I was like, of course you did. Of course you chose today. At this point, it's comical and I laugh about it, but it's just, it's so funny to me that like the timing, there's always timing. And it's just, it's funny. So today my neighbors are putting up a fence and I was like, oh my God, I have to record this episode. And so now I'm like hiding in the back of my house. I like closed all the blinds. I was like, anything that I can do to maybe block out some more sound is what it is. But I'm pretty sure they're like, they stopped to have lunch. So I'm not hearing anything at the moment. So, but I just thought it's so ironic that when you go to do something and you need quiet is literally the one time where the world becomes the loudest. It's just, I've observed it over the past 2 years and it's just comical at this point. Someday I'll be in a recording studio or have a soundproof room in my house, who knows? But until then, you just gotta do what you gotta do. And today I'm praying that they don't come back working on this fence. Anyways, today's episode, I wanted to end season two with something that I have struggled with for a while, and I've learned here and there different things, but it's something that I feel like we all deal with in different areas of our lives, and that is consistency. Consistency. Like, what really is consistency? I feel like we hear all the time, like, oh, you just have to be consistent with your diet, consistent with your workouts, consistent putting out podcast episodes, consistent with your business, right? Like there's so much to life that is built off of the idea of consistency. And I was just thinking about it because sometimes consistency is really hard. And I was like, why is it so hard to be consistent with certain things? Like, what is the issue or what am I doing wrong? And so for the past couple of weeks, I've been thinking about this idea of consistency. And I actually looked up the definition because I was curious as to like what the actual definition of consistency is. And the first definition that came up said consistency is conformity in the application of something, typically that which is necessary for the sake of logic, accuracy, or fairness. And I was like, okay, but like, what does that really mean? Like, to me, that wasn't really a good enough definition. And then I saw underneath it a second definition, and it said the way in which a substance, typically a liquid, holds together, thickness or viscosity. And I was like, huh, the way in which something holds together. And then I was like our lives, how do we hold together our lives? Which then got me on this whole thought pattern of like, how do we hold together our lives? Consistency is how we hold together our lives, but like, what does that really look like? And I think I came up with a pretty good analogy for it. And that's pancake batter. So think about if you've ever made pancakes, you get all the ingredients together and then you whisk it together, right? To combine it. Whisking is what gets air into the mixture, which is really what makes pancakes fluffy. It's not the ingredients, it's the fact that you're whisking air into the batter to create that like fluffy texture. But if you over whisk your batter, if you do it too long, you do it too hard, the batter gets really tough and it just makes for not great pancakes. And on the reverse side, if you don't do it enough, you basically end up with crepes, like the thinnest pancake ever. So there's a balance with whisking. You know, you have to do it enough and let the batter sit and it has the air in it. And then occasionally, you know, before you pour the batter again, you're going to whisk it like once or twice. That's still consistency. You're coming back to it, making sure it's like maintaining its homeostasis. And it's also literally giving the consistency of the batter, but it's also the consistency of how often you're whisking. And I was like, what if we have consistency all wrong? Like, what if consistency isn't, I have to do this exact morning routine at exactly 6:30 a.m. every single morning for the rest of my life. I can only eat these things on this diet every single day for the rest of my life. I can only do whatever, whatever, whatever for the rest of my life for it to be consistent. But in life, like whether it is our diet or our workout routine, the morning routine, your job, your goal setting, whatever, everybody just says you have to be consistent. But like we all have such hard times with consistency, and it's kind of always prefaced as something that once you start it, you can never stop it or then you're not consistent. But I feel like back to the pancake batter, if you overdo it, you overdo it. And that's when you hit burnout, and then you're going to fall off the wagon completely and never get back to it. And so then there's absolutely never going to be consistency. So then I was thinking about like, well, also there's just things in life that need more attention at certain times than others, right? Like if you own a plant, you know how easy it is to overwater and like accidentally kill said plant. I've done this many times. I always think I'm being like a great plant mom. I'm like, I just am trying to give you life. And then you drown the poor things. But in learning that, it's like, okay, if I know that I can't water the plant every day because that's too much, it's going to kill it. Instead, it's a better idea to water it every 3 days or once a week or once a month, depending on the plant. All plants need different things. There's still consistency in that, even though it's not a daily occurrence, an hourly occurrence, a nightly occurrence. Consistency can be spread out over time. And I was like, okay, that's a better approach to consistency. And then I was thinking about New Year's resolutions, because I've seen a lot lately that we're halfway through the year and how are you doing on your resolutions and yada yada. And, you know, everybody talks about like, oh, the point of setting a New Year's resolution is pointless because nobody ever follows through. And I think it's because there's no implementation, there's no action steps that allow you to find some sort of consistency with. January 15th is actually known as the saddest day of the year because it's the day that like 90% of people's resolutions just go out the window. It's basically the day of the year where it's like, if you made it past January 15th, then like you're probably going to follow through on your resolutions. But most people don't get there because they haven't been able to implement some sort of consistency. Because especially with resolutions, I think we get into this all or nothing mentality, and it's just not sustainable to go, especially after the holidays where things are so laid back, you've had time off, to suddenly think every single day you're just going to be perfect with whatever it is you're trying to be perfect with. I think it's because nobody's really ever taught us how to like implement consistency. I've struggled with it in the past where it's like I'm very all in or all out when it comes to most things in my life. I've talked about this before, like when I went vegan a few years ago. I'm not vegan anymore. I'm not vegetarian. I eat pretty much everything these days. But when I was vegan, I was so all in and created this like sense of guilt around me. If like my shampoo wasn't cruelty free, if I went to a restaurant and they had nothing on the menu except French fries, that's what I ordered. And it became this like all consuming thing in my life that eventually I realized was not healthy. I was like, I had good intentions behind this, but those intentions are failing me. Because now I'm miserable, I'm underfed, I'm eating crap for dinner. I feel guilt all the time about, oh my God, I did this and how awful of me. And I had to walk away from it and be like, okay, this all or nothing mentality, especially when it comes to food, is not serving me. I was not healthy. It was not good. And so, you know, that was something where it took me a minute to find a middle ground. And I've also had to find middle ground when it comes to other habits and routines. Another one for me is working out. I like working out. I enjoy working out. I feel good about myself and my body when I am working out. I feel like it helps clear my mind. I know it's good for me, all of those things. But sometimes I notice that I get into this mentality of like, you can't miss a day. You can't miss a day, otherwise you're going to ruin everything. That means you're not consistent. That means this, that means that. And it's just doing more harm than good. And I've learned through experiences like that, even with this podcast, that if I'm all in 24/7, I will burn out. And I will burn out hard. And then I get annoyed at myself that I let it get to that point. But then I'm also annoyed at myself that I wasn't more consistent. And it's like this awful loop that goes on in your head instead of just finding a middle ground to figure out how to actually maintain and sustain whatever it is that I'm doing. And I have two episodes on burnout. If you feel like you're hitting burnout, go back and listen to those because I get more in depth into like what I do now and how I've implemented steps to prevent burnout, if you're curious. But the idea of consistency and it actually backfiring is something that I don't think is really ever talked about. It's kind of like, if you're consistent, you're going to reach your goals. If you're consistent, you're going to be successful. If you're consistent, your relationship's going to work. If you're consistent, then X, Y, and Z, right? But there's no balance. There's no middle ground to that. And that's where I think people get stuck, and where I've gotten stuck in the past is finding that middle ground. And so it felt relevant to me to talk about this right now because I have been seeing people saying like, oh, we're halfway through the year, the resolutions, that coming back up. I've felt it come up with like, oh, it's summer and I'm going to be out of town or I'm traveling or this and that, or like, how do I maintain consistency throughout these things? And the conclusion that I have come to is that, you know, we are in the thick of summer. People are on vacation, at parties, enjoying warm weather, and you should do that. We all should do that. We all should be enjoying our lives. We should be taking time off to rest, taking time off to rejuvenate, trying different approaches to things, letting things go for the summer and coming back to them in the fall, and having grace with ourselves. Because if you forget to do something, if you miss a day, whatever it is, I think the most important thing is to not beat yourself up about it and to talk kindly to yourself. And I know that sounds like, oh my God, I know, self-love, yada, yada, right? But like, really think about what that means. And like, if a small child forgot to make their bed one day, you're not going to scream at them and be like, oh my God, what is wrong with you? How could you not remember to make your bed? It's the simplest thing. You should be doing it every morning, right? Like, we're not going to say that to a small child. So why are you saying it to yourself? It's not benefiting you in any way. There's actually a study done about the idea that when somebody else brings you a glass of water, your boyfriend, your mom, girlfriend, whoever, that the water tastes better. And the study was, why do we perceive the water to taste better if they got it for me than if I got it for myself? And in this study, I'm not sure exactly how they did it, but essentially what happens is that there is an energy behind the gesture of somebody else doing it for you, right? There's love, there's kindness, there's I care about you. And it's energy, and it changes the particles of the water, and you can literally taste it. You can do the same for yourself. Like, if you talk kindly to you, I mean, we're like 70% water. You know, your body is listening. It knows what you're saying to it. And if it can have an effect on just a glass of water that your boyfriend gets for you, imagine what's happening within yourself all day long. If you're constantly beating yourself up about things, your body's going to start to not feel good because you're not showing any kind of love to yourself. I think when we were in like first grade, we all probably did the experiment where like your teacher had like five different plants and we grew plants, and like one of the plants listened to like heavy metal music, one of the plants didn't have any music, one of the plants listened to classical music, and then we saw how each one of them grew. Even though they were all watered exactly the same, they were the exact same plant. And like the one with like heavy death metal scream music died pretty quickly. And the one with like nice classical music like thrived the most. It's the same concept. And I find it fascinating. And it's like, okay, well, if that works with a plant, if it works with a glass of water, it should work with ourselves. And so there's also consistency in being kind to yourself. And that's the thing. If you're like, okay, I'm going to be more kind to myself, you can't beat yourself up about when you forget to be kind to yourself. It's just really about having grace with yourself in life. I am somebody who, for most of my life, I feel like I've taken things very seriously. And I'm learning now, like, okay, you need to relax more and just like enjoy life. The point of life, I really do think, is to enjoy and experience all these different things. And if we're just so uptight about every little thing in life, how are we ever going to actually enjoy our life? You know, I know we all have goals and things we want to accomplish. And you always hear like, oh, if I, you know, when you're 90 years old and on your deathbed and you're looking back at your life, you're going to be upset if you didn't go after your goals. Yes, I do agree with that. But I also think you're going to look back at your life and go, oh my God, I wish I would have just also had more fun. I wish I would have laughed more. I wish I would have not been so hard on myself. I wish I would have skipped more days at the gym and spent that time, you know, curled up with a book or, you know, laying in bed with my dog, whatever it is, right? Like, I think there's both sides to that coin and I think they're both valid. And because of that, I think it really does come back to the idea of finding a middle ground and what can consistency look like for you. I think really after thinking about this for a while, to me, consistency just means whatever you want to implement, test it out, figure out what you like, don't be all in or all out, see how it's going, and just never give up. Like if it's something that you enjoy, a goal, whatever, I think it's just about making sure you're continuously coming back to it, whether that's a month from now, a year from now, tomorrow morning, I don't know. But what does that look like for you? How can you just be consistent with this week I'm going to do it every day and then I'm not going to do it for a month and then I'm going to do it again, and being okay with that and being okay without there having to be this immense structure to things. So enjoy your summer, enjoy this time, enjoy the warm weather, enjoy your family, your friends, whatever, and don't feel bad about the, I should have done this, I should have emptied the dishwasher, I should have done my morning routine, and have some kindness and grace with yourself. I honestly think that you'll see better results in regards to that. I personally feel that way about career things in my life that were previously burning me out because I got into this all or nothing mentality with consistency about them. And as I have relaxed and let go of these rules that I put in place for myself, I enjoy it more. I'm not so stressed out about it. I don't feel like my body is tense and tight about them. I'm like, oh yeah, I'll get back to that. Oh yeah, I have to do this. Instead of, oh my God, it wasn't done at this exact time and da 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 da, and you spiral. I feel it in my body that I feel more relaxed, that I have let go of a consistency that was manufactured because I thought I was doing the right thing by setting so many rules in place. Your version of consistency will look different from everyone else's, and that is fine. Everything about us is unique, and our approaches to life should be uniquely ours too. So, with that, I hope you have a wonderful summer. I will see you this fall. I cannot wait to show you what is coming. Please reach out with any questions, comments, suggestions, ideas, episode requests that you want. My DMs are always open at Erica Ashley at Irrepressible the Podcast. If you're not already subscribed, please subscribe. And I cannot wait to see you in the fall. Have the best summer. If you loved this episode, please let me know. Subscribe, leave a review on Apple Podcasts, share it on your Instagram stories and with your friends. And let's continue the conversation on Instagram. I'm at Erica Ashley and at Irrepressible the Podcast. Thank you so much for being here, and I will see you next week.